Good morning, friends, and a very warm welcome on this coolish winter's day. Most of you know me, but I'm Peter Buitendag, and it's my pleasure to do the service today. So I bid you a warm welcome in the strong name, the only name, Jesus Christ, our Lord. If we look at the notices, I just want to thank everyone for their continued contributions, for the financial support of the church. And I want us to remember those on the prayer list. There's a lot of names there of people just looking for some encouragement, and they are in need of our prayers. So please remember them. Then we've got some birthdays on the 6th, that's tomorrow. Dilanganyo Dube, on the 9th, Gareth Smith, on the 10th, Lorraine Orchard, and on the 12th, Taylor Ferguson, Mervyn Matthews, and Lydia Mokali. We pray that you will have a very fantastic day and a good year. Now we will be listening to our first hymn. Turn to God in prayer. Come, let us pray. Immortal, invisible, God only wise, in light inaccessible, hid from our eyes. We are in awe in the presence of God Almighty. We are overwhelmed by your greatness and your majesty. We come this morning to offer you, our God, our sincere worship. There is no one like you. You alone are God. We can only attempt to praise you. We do not have words that will do you justice, for you are indescribable. But we do bring our praise our worship and offer it to you, the Most High God. We thank you for your incredible love for each one of us, a love that planned our salvation from before the earth was made. You have created this wonderful world for us to live in and the cosmos to declare your greatness. You are more than our amazing Creator. You are much more than God Almighty. You are Father, a Father that loves us to the extent that you gave yourself for us. We are amazed in the presence of your greatness, and we see how small we are, and we see that we have not responded to you as we should. We confess our sin before you, individually and collectively as community. We have not lived for you. We confess that as a country we have sinned against you. We have lived selfishly, considering your abundance to be plundered for our gain. We have sinned as our fathers have done. We confess our sin before you and ask for your forgiveness. Thank you, Father, that as we turn to you again, we hear your voice. My children, you are forgiven. We thank you, Lord Jesus Christ, that you died for us, that you paid the price for our sin, even the price of death on a cross. As we continue our worship, Lord, open our ears and minds that we can hear your voice speaking to us through all aspects of this service, so that we can return to the world to be your hands and feet, that we will be able to fulfill your command to love our neighbor. Amen. We pray together the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Our reading is from, there are two readings, the one from Esther 1, verses 1 to 22. You can read for yourself, and then 2 Timothy 1, verses 6 to 11. For this reason, I remind you to fan into flame the gift of God, which is in you through the laying on of my hands. For God did not give us a spirit of timidity, but a spirit of power, of love, and of self-discipline. So do not be ashamed to testify about our Lord, or ashamed of me, his prisoner, but join with me in suffering for the gospel by the power of God, who has saved us and called us to a holy life, not because of anything we have done, but because of his own purpose and grace. This grace was given us in Christ Jesus before the beginning of time, but it has now been revealed through the appearing of our Savior, Christ Jesus, who has destroyed death and has brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. And of this gospel I was appointed a herald and an apostle and a teacher. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable to you, our Lord and our God. For the next few weeks throughout the connection, we will be considering gender-based violence. This is a campaign started by the presiding bishop on the 28th of June, and I believe it is long overdue that this and other matters such as farm murders are actually talked about and preached about. Just in case we do not know what the connection is, it is the body of the Methodist churches in six countries. Remember, we are the Methodist Church of Southern Africa. So the six countries is South Africa, Botswana, Lesotho, Mozambique, Swaziland, and Namibia. It is divided into 12 circuits or districts, and again into 380 circuits. There are just over 6,000 societies. So let us consider our topic of gender-based violence. Where does the violence and arrogance come from? If we read the current news, it can come from several places, depending on your interpretation and thought processes. The main ones being mentioned are, of course, colonialism and religion. I want us to consider the religious aspect as I see it. You can justify almost anything from the Bible. In the creation story in Genesis, Adam is created first and is put in charge of the Garden of Eden. Already he had named every animal. Only then did God take a rib from Adam and make Eve to be his helper. From then until the New Testament, with a few exceptions like Ruth, Esther, and others, it is all about the men. The men are the leaders, with women playing second fiddle. Centuries pass and the understanding of men as to who God is changing. But still they live in a world of an eye for an eye, a world of retribution, war, and mayhem. They are searching for God and want to please Him. So over many years they develop rules and regulations that in their minds would satisfy God. Then comes Jesus and brings a new way of looking at all people, but especially women. We think of the stories of the Good Samaritan and of Mary and Martha as examples. Now we see women as equal, walking beside her man, not behind him. Jesus came to show us what God is like and how much he loves us. We just have to read the Gospels, even in a superficial way, and we will see the love flowing in the stories that Jesus told. Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." Then he showed the full extent of his love for you and for me and all of creation when he died on the cross, the most horrible death. It was not all over. Such love could not be contained, and he rose triumphant and showed himself to many people. And Jesus gave us a new commandment, to love as he has loved. Not just our family, but everyone, including all women, be she a wife, a girlfriend, a fellow student, or just an acquaintance, or even a stranger. The world has changed much in the 2,000 years since Jesus walked the earth. And when I say the world, I mean you and me and all the people in the world. Have we changed for the better? Perhaps not as much as we should have or could have. Slavery was abolished, and yet it is continuing in some countries. The Industrial Revolution and the inventions of the last 120 years have changed much. Life expectancy has increased and many diseases have been eradicated. And in our beautiful country, we abolished apartheid and had one of the best constitutions in the world. Why then do we struggle to rid our country of gender-based violence? If we look at the statistics, then we see a frightening situation. Nationally, 50% of women, that is one in every two women, will suffer some form of gender-based violence at the hands of an intimate partner. I read on Thursday that 70% of nurses will experience the same. What is happening? Then to add to that, statistics tell us that the highest cause of death in young South African men is violence at the hands of other young men. It is shocking and absolutely not acceptable. There are many reasons for this, some which I have alluded to. If you read some of the church papers on the subject, you will find a host of them, some of which I don't agree with. I believe the main reason is that we are not taking the gospel seriously. It is not just a collection of stories, it is the story of God dealing with humanity. Statistics tell us that 95% of all South Africans in 2016 claimed some religious affiliation. It is one thing to have a religious affiliation, quite another to be a follower of Jesus. Our text for today is also a deviation from the lectionary, and is from 2 Timothy 1 verse 7. For God did not give us a spirit of timidity, but a spirit of power, of love, and self-discipline. I want to briefly look at the four main words in this sentence. Timidity. To be timid is to be easily upset or fearful. Power. We have received from God the spirit of power. We should all understand what this word means. Power is the ability to do something, to control something, even if it is just your own destiny. And we have the power to say no. Love. The most beautiful four-letter word, and the word that can be talked about for days. We don't have days, so I will be brief. To love someone is to put that person first, to want the best for them, certainly not to have them live in fear. Self-discipline. It would appear that self-discipline died out with common sense. We have rights, we are entitled, but we don't want to take responsibility. It is easier to blame someone else, blame the past, but we will not move forward unless we stop and have a good look in the mirror which the gospel is holding up to us and for us. Then the one word that is not mentioned, but which is a summary of these, courage. It takes courage to overcome timidity. It takes courage to use our power. It takes courage to love as God intends for us to love, unselfishly. It takes courage to look critically at ourselves. What kind of a groove are we in? The groove that says we have always done it like this. The groove that says you must be subservient to your intimate other. The groove that says we cannot criticize and hold the government to account. The groove that says you have no choice, that you have no voice. The groove that is the Old Testament. The groove that is the African way. Friends, the difference between a groove and a grave is 6 feet. We might as well be dead if we don't want to take responsibility for our actions. The magic of a thankful spirit is that it has the power to replace anger with love, resentment with happiness, fear with faith, worry with peace, the desire to dominate with the wish to play on a team, self-preoccupation with concern with the needs of others, guilt with an open door to forgiveness, sexual impurity with honor and respect, jealousy with joy at another's success, lack of creativity with inspired productivity, inferiorities with dignity, a lack of love with an abundance of self-sharing. And I thank Donald Demarey for these words. Do you know anyone who has tested positive for COVID-19? Well, we're not in church, so I can't ask you by a show of hands. But it is strange that we can know someone with a disease that has been around for only 6 months, but we do not know a rapist or a murderer or a man guilty of gender-based violence. We just don't want to admit that the guilty parties are our husbands, our sons, and our friends. If we do not own up and expose the rot, how can they get help? We will just perpetuate the situation and raise another generation of men for whom gender-based violence is the norm. Amen. We turn to God again in prayer as we pray for others. Let us pray. Gracious and loving God, we thank you for the privilege that we have of coming before your throne of grace with our own needs and the needs of others. Almighty God, you have the whole world in your hands, and you are in tomorrow as you are in today, and you go before us. So if there is anything troubling us, a trip to the dentist or doctor, a waiting for test results, then we know you are there with us, and we thank you. We pray especially for those who are in need of a touch from you. Wrap them in your arms of love and use us as your hands and feet to reach out to them, to be Jesus Christ to them. We pray for the elderly and the lonely. As a society, we no longer honor our parents. It's easier to pay someone else to look after them while we pursue our careers. Almighty God, we pray for our country, this beautiful land of abundance where you placed us for a season and a reason. The lust for money and power has brought our country to the brink of collapse. We don't know what to do, but we know that with you nothing is impossible. So with confidence we bring before you our president, the cabinet, all the leaders of every party, all premiers of the provinces. We pray for all in authority that you will change them to be servants of the people. We pray for widows and orphans and all vulnerable people. Help us to see them and to have compassion, to give and not to count the cost. We offer ourselves, Lord, change and renew our country, starting here in Florida, that the people will know that we serve the living God. We pray for our church, our minister, and the leaders. We pray for the churches in this circuit and district. We pray for all ministers, bishops, and the presiding bishop. We pray for the preachers and leaders of all churches where your word is proclaimed, that your will be done. We pray for the world, our God, our beautiful blue planet that runs red with the blood of the innocent. We see the devastation of the COVID epidemic. We cannot comprehend it, and we do not know what to do. But what we can, we do, and so we bring our plea before you. Raise up leaders of integrity that will govern with empathy. Father, as we have considered the scourge of gender-based violence in our country, we pray for all women and children who are suffering. We pray for the perpetrators that they will realize the lasting effects of their words and actions, and that you will change their hearts. Father, hear our prayers, both the spoken and the quiet prayers of our hearts. Amen. Now we pray for the tithes and offerings. Let us pray. God, our Father, we thank you for all good gifts which come from you. You have blessed us with abundance, and we bring our gifts to you as a token of our love for you. Father, pray that you will bless these our offerings, that you will multiply it and use it for the extension of your kingdom. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The song with which we end our service is "Let Me Be Your Servant," and I want us the men to sing it, "Sister, Let Me Be Your Servant." So Let us listen to this song. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you and with me and all of us now and forevermore. Amen.